Good morning, everybody. I am not Steve Gruber. Steve Gruber is off today. I am Andrew Langer sitting in for Steve on his show. You've heard me before. You've heard me as a guest, either at CPAC or just on random times, sitting in the chair today. So happy that I could do that. You can message me while I'm on the air, facebook.com/Andrew Langer Show. Don't want to waste a minute without our guest. His name is Jerry Rogers. He is the editor of Real Clear Policy. He's also one of my oldest friends. He and I do a podcast together, Andrew and Jerry Save the World. Jerry, listen, the Nashville police is debating whether or not to release Audrey Hale's manifesto. The LGBTQIA plus groups don't want it released. Why do you think they don't want it released, Jerry Rogers? Oh, well, while we're waiting to get Jerry back, let me tell you about the three big things you need to know. That is one of the big stories here, that we don't know, that the LGBTQIA community does not want this manifesto released. The president won't say whether or not Audrey Hale was targeting Christians. I think we can all say that she was. Jerry, so I was asking this question. Why do you think that the LGBTQIA community doesn't want the police to release her manifesto? Nathan, I can't hear Jerry. Is he there?
Oh, hey, I'm Andrew. I'm here. I'm sorry, buddy.
sorry.
You know what? I didn't hear you. So, hey, radio
there
magic,
you go.
I'm here.
Why
not release the manifesto?
It's
simple. I heard that last part of it, and it's because the mainstream media, the political elites, those who are powerful, the corporations, don't want us to know what they really think. Look, there's been a widespread violence from the trans community onto our culture. The last recently, mass shootings and violence in America. Look, just last week in New Zealand, you had a trans activist and transgendered people attack a feminist group.
Wow.
Literally attack them, beat them. The police, in fact, the organizer of the day said that she thought she'd be crushed, that they would trample her to death. And so what happens is, if you release the manifesto, then we're going to know for sure what their political motives are. And they don't want this. And let me say this real quick, Andrew.
Please.
Look, in the past, it's always been that the media, the police, those in charge have always released these manifestos.
Yes.
And
yes.
Look, and you know me, I'm of the opinion that you don't say the shooter's name. You don't give the shooter any kind of publicity whatsoever.
Yeah.
However, if you don't publish this manifesto, publish no manifestos.
Right, right. Don't single it out. Right, but it is important. Right, what Jerry's getting at here is that in terms of these extremist ideologies, again, Jerry, right, it gets down to the conversations we have about speech, right? The answer to speech we don't like isn't to shut down the speech we don't like. The answer is more speech. You have to expose that speech to the general public so that the general public can review it, can comment on it, can critique it, and can dismiss it for the craziness that it is. But if you don't do that, if you don't allow the public to do that, well, then that kind of speech just festers here. We need to know what was going on in this person's mind, and so that we can expose it for the extremist beliefs that they are, don't we?
Of course. And look, and what we're finding out, too, is that the left is increasingly becoming violent. I mean, again, just recently,
right,
a major university, an endowed chair, tenured professor said, enough with the protesting speech we don't like, murder them.
Yeah.
I mean, we're seeing this now from the left that they justify violence. And again, when the media covers it up, this is what this is. Look, look at the NBC headlines. Look at the media headlines. How they describe this shooter. She could have been either the victim in all these, or the perpetrator.
Right.
In other words, they're excusing her. I mean, even this Trans Day of Rage.
Yes.
You had this organization come out with with the most disgusting, grotesque doublespeak, saying that, well, the shooter is a complexity here,
yes,
that makes the shooter a victim. This is insanity, Andrew.
That's exactly what it is, Jerry. It is a form of mass insanity. We just had on a gentleman talking about the defunding the police movement. I know this is a big issue for you. We cannot, as a society, go about, you know, defunding police and ignoring criminality and ignoring craziness. It has an impact. It creates more crime. Your thoughts here, Jerry?
Well, again, right, we know that the left wants to go after guns, right? They say that. But the problem is, if you look at all these prosecutors and these defund the police movements, and again, they don't call themselves defund the police any longer because politically they know they're in trouble there. But they're not these prosecutors, these liberals, these progressives in cities across the country, also in the Congress, they don't want to get the guns. They want to get the guns from law-abiding citizens, which, again, is an insanity. But they don't want to go after the criminals with the guns. They literally will not do it. In Maryland and other states around the country, big cities like Baltimore City, Chicago, and elsewhere, in some of these places, having an illegal gun is a misdemeanor jail time attached to it. If they were serious about wanting to get the guns, they would go after the criminals. But
right,
we see the American left, we see the American media, we see the corporate culture, the elites. They don't want to go after the criminals. In fact, they protect the criminal class over the working class.
So, talking with Jerry Rogers, the editor of Real Clear Policy, co-host along with me of Andrew and Jerry Save the World. Real quick, Jerry, before I let you go, Matt Taibbi,
yeah,
visited by the IRS while he was testifying before Congress.
Again, you know, I'm not a conspiracy guy. I don't have my my tinfoil hat on. But the fact of the matter is, look at what's happening. Look at how the suppression of free speech, the censorship at our universities. Look at how this administration, but previous administrations as well, the Obama administration, uses the federal government, politicizes the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS. I mean, there's a real problem here. And here's the thing. You and I have an old mentor, Fred Smith from CEI, who would say that, you know, people in politics are stupid because they're smart. In other words, they only pay attention to those things which they can control, right? Their own homes, their jobs, their families, soccer practice, and all the rest of it. But the fact of the matter is, this is something that Americans have to pay attention to, regardless of where you are. There is a growing, again, I don't want to say tyranny, but there's a soft tyranny. Whether it's, you know, we see it in criminal justice, we see it in how the media covers this shooting, how the IRS is being weaponized. Look, we just heard yesterday or a couple of days ago that you know, Garland, DOJ Garland said, we made no arrests outside the justices' homes because we didn't make arrests, and that's why there were no prosecutions. It turns out Garland ordered the U.S. Marshals to make no arrests.
Yeah.
So
yes.
There is a concerted progressive effort here to transform America and lie to the American people, and we have to pay attention to it.
Well, Jerry, listen, we're going to leave it there. Jerry Rogers, editor of Real Clear Policy, my good friend, my longtime friend, co-host, along with me, of Andrew and Jerry Save the World. You have a good day, my friend.
All right. God bless you, Andrew.
Appreciate it. When we come back, going to be talking about the three big things you need to know. I'm Andrew Langer. I am in for Steve Gruber today. Message me, facebook.com/AndrewLangerShow. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We're small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.